The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by NJC Investments, who is solely responsible for its content.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Portions transcribed.
Saturday morning and welcome to the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker. My name is Nick Colarossi. I am a certified retirement counselor with NJC Investments, and I'm thrilled that you've chosen once again to join us as we open up this week's doors to the College of Financial Knowledge. Our program begins this morning, as it always does, from the luxurious corner office studio right here at the beautiful Bold Gold Radio Complex, located high atop the colorful autumn fields of the West Mountain of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City. Our goal on today's program is to help you to become that better long-term investor and also to help you to navigate the recent topsy-turvy markets that we're seeing here in late 2023. And we have a lot of ground to cover. We're going to talk about being on offense versus being on defense. We're going to give you some creative ways to invest in the markets right now, including some covered call strategies. If you're not a regular listener, you don't know what those are, stay tuned. We'll fill you in on how they work and why a lot of investors are turning to those strategies here in 2023. We're also going to be talking about some of the defensive areas of the market, things that are working right now, money markets, CDs, gold and silver, energy, and yes, maybe even the cryptocurrency area. We also have some interesting statistics on the best 25 stocks in the S&P 500 so far in 2023, and we'll take it a step further and let you know the best 25 stocks since 1926 and just how much money they've made for investors. I think you'll find that interesting. We'll also talk about the Fed. They were out talking this week, and we'll let you know their thoughts on interest rates. We'll throw in some earnings. We'll throw in some stock market picks and upgrades from Wall Street, all that and so much more. So please stay with us the entire hour. I promise to make it well worth your while, and you will be all the wiser for it. Before we get started, let's introduce the man across the massive soundboard. He's over there pushing the buttons. He's smiling. He's got everything going for him on this Saturday, except he's going to tell me the weather's not going to be nice again on a weekend, right? Producer extraordinaire, Mr. DC Taylor.
Yes, Nick. Good morning. Yes. It's another one of these kind of dreary looking weekends. I think they say this is like the ninth one in a row or the eighth one in a row or something like that. It's been quite a few weekends, and this one appears to be not too much different. I'm going to say, so weather.gov shows me that we have a chance, a 50% chance of no rain today.
Very good.
Okay, so it could be some showers. And a 70% chance of no rain tomorrow. So could be a shower tomorrow. Okay, well. So whatever you got to do today or tomorrow, I guess you can do it between the showers, maybe.
Hey, I've got some outside stuff to do, and if I can't get that done, I'll be inside decorating for Halloween and Thanksgiving. How about that?
Very nice.
Well, there's always something to find to do, DC.
Of course.
Thank you for that. And before we go any further, we always remind you, if there's a question that you have on anything that we cover on the program, we do tend to go quickly. And I think today, DC, if we can fit everything in, it would be terrific. But great time to have a pen and pad handy if you're listening at home. And if you're not, if you're driving, of course, don't write anything down. You can always go back to our webpage, njcinvestments.com, or any of the podcast platforms. All of our programs are there. You can listen to them, rewind any part you want, right?
Right.
And they're all there for you. But we can always get you the deep details on anything that we cover on the program. Just ring us up at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030, and we are happy to provide those free of charge or obligation. We will help you in any way that we can so that you can be a better than average investor. Why is that important, DC Taylor?
Well, because average is just as close to the bottom as it is to the top.
I've heard that somewhere, and you are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
All right, DC, thank you. And let's dive right into it. I think we will start with a recent anniversary that we marked. It was this past, it's about 8 days ago now, I think, the 9 days ago, the October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was the anniversary of?
I don't know.
Well, October 12th marked the one-year anniversary of the 2022 bear market, right? 2022, S&P down 19%. So a bad market in 2022. The bottom of it was October 12th. That was the low of it.
Okay.
From there, from October 12th through the close of October 11th, 2023, the S&P 500 was up 22.4%. Now, with all this volatility lately, that kind of gets lost in the background. But those are big numbers, DC.
Yeah.
Technology was up 48.4% from October 12th, 2022 to October 11th, 2023. And communication services was up 45.5%. Now, those are the only two sectors that have beaten the S&P average.
Right.
Now, if you came into this year, a lot of people saying it's going to be a recession, we have to get more defensive. So you would look at things like utilities and consumer staples. Those are the worst performing sectors. Utilities in that time period down 3.2% and consumer staples up just 0.45%. So we are definitely in the first year of a bull market. And Ken Fisher, we only make more money when you know that guy.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to say it like he said it. It's a double negative, but here's how he said it. You know, bull markets in the last 50 years, when you're in the first year of a new bull market, they've never not had a second year.
Okay.
All right. We've never had a bull market of 1 year and went back to a bear market.
Right.
Okay. So that's Ken Fisher's statistic. But according to Bespoke, this is the third lowest ranking for a new first year bull market, only up that 22.4%. The average is actually up 39.1%. So we're in a bull market. It's not a booming bull market, but take it for what it's worth. We're fighting our way through this.
Yeah.
And if Ken Fisher's statistics hold up, we should have a good year in 2024. We certainly hope for that.
Sure.
Another good statistic you'll like, DC, from last week's Barron's Magazine, October 16th, an article written by Ben Levinson. It's talking about technology stocks and how they led. We've talked about the Magnificent Seven so many times here. They said, tech has led this market all year. Don't expect it to change. But within that article, there's a quote by Jay Kappel. He's a senior research analyst at the Sentiment Trader. And he says, we are on schedule for a good move in the market. He says, seasonality suggests that stocks should be starting to rally right about now. The S&P 500's strongest period begins on the 197th trading day of the year, which is October 13th this year.
Okay.
So we're in it.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
He says, and it should last through the end of the year. And since 1953, we've had 70% of the time we've had upward markets in that time period with the average return of 6.8%. And 12 periods have seen gains of over 10%. between October the 197th day. It falls on different days,
right? Yeah, sure.
Of the trading year and through the end of the year. And he says it's not to say that the markets can't go down 30% of the time they do, but the odds are in investors' favor right now. And Kappel says that investors should give this bullish case the benefit of the doubt.
Okay,
that's his words. All right. We have reasons to be optimistic, sure, right?
Absolutely.
Because there's so much pessimism in the world this day, much going on.
I know.
We had the Federal Reserve out last week. Jay Powell gave a speech. I couldn't even translate it for you. I think reading the Wall Street Journal the next day, they came down on the case that said Powell is still on hold. He thinks inflation is still too high, but he's still not going to raise rates, probably not for the rest of the year. Okay. There's a 1 in 3 chance. I think they're pricing in a 1 in 3 chance of one more hike before the end of the year, but that's 2 in 3 that we don't.
Right.
And I think that can also be positive for the markets. We'll see how that plays out. But so much going on. You want to stay as a long-term investor, certainly, but you also, there's times that you can be defensive as well. And I'm going to move over to an article from Robert Carey of First Trust Securities that kind of points out how investors have become a lot more defensive. They say we had a record $5.5 trillion in money markets. That's like a savings account within your brokerage account.
Okay.
Yeah. They're supposed to not go down. Mm. They can, but they're not supposed to break a dollar. It's extremely, extremely rare. But we had $5.5 trillion in July. We now have $5.7 trillion in money market accounts. So investors are pushing that up. Now, why? There's a lot of things. They're expecting a recession. Also, money market rates about 2 years ago were 0.2 and 0.4%.
Right.
They're around almost 5% now. I think ours last week was 4.7 high, 4.8. And they do change on a daily basis. So check with your representatives. But that's the area that they're in right now. And Carey talks about that being a price that you pay for this kind of safety, because he takes it back and says, wait a second, okay, you moved your investment assets over here to money markets. We'll call it 5% to round up. But through October 17th, the total return on the S&P 500 was 15.3%.
Yeah.
All right?
So you'd be missing out on that.
He says, even accounting for the near-term risk of a recession, and this is First Trust Securities' position, they say, we believe that an allocation to equities will continue to generate a higher return on capital than cash over time.
Okay.
Now, with everything going on in the streets and the world, you can understand why so many people are keeping their powder dry, moving to higher ground. So even though Carey believes, First Trust Securities believes, and I believe for long-term investors, you have to stay allocated to these markets, it's never a bad time to have some defensive strategies in your portfolio. So I thought, DC, today we would take a look at some of the alternative assets that some investors are using to be a little bit more defensive in some of their market allocations. So we mentioned money market rates, DC, approaching 5%. And the nice thing about money markets, they're fully liquid. So you can put in money today and take it out in the afternoon and so forth. So if an opportunity comes up, an investment opportunity can move quickly from your money market to your investment. We can also move money market back and forth between your banks electronically now, usually the same day for free, using electronics funds transfer. So very convenient on money markets. But then you can look at CD rates. CD rates now, DC, about 5.5% over the next 3 and 6 months. That's last week's rates. We'll see what they come out on Monday. But we do offer certainly money markets. We do offer CDs. Many investors taking advantage of that at NJC Investments. We have CDs, not local CDs. We have CDs from across the country. They're all FDIC insured. It's through Fidelity Investments. They find them. They get the inventory. We can access those at NJC Investments. So those have been very defensive because these are the best CD rates we've seen since 2007. Also, you can look at the treasury markets. Now, treasury's not quite as high as CDs in that time period. They're in the 5 5.2%, but again, best rates we've seen in decades, just about. And treasuries have a little bit of an advantage because they're free of state taxes, mm-hmm. right? They are federally taxable, but not by the state. So treasury market, we also offered NJC investments, certain clients taking advantage of that. But some of the alternative things that are also considered defensive in a market like this, the energy sector has been moving. It was the worst performing sector to start the first half of the year. It's now up 3.6%. I remember it being down near 12% just a few months back. It is up 3.6%, 7.5% gains in just the last month. That is actually the XLE. XLE is the Spider Energy Select ETF. And I'm going to finish up with two, DC, that will just shock people if you haven't been paying attention to this area of the market, the cryptocurrency area, yeah. which everybody, I think, back in 2022 gave up for dead. They said, okay, if stocks go down, crypto will be the place that goes up. Well, everything went down together in 2022. But you can still, now we cannot buy individual coin at, I don't even know if there isn't any coin, right? It's all on your computer?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, we can't do that, but we can own it in investment accounts through the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. And the symbol for that is GBTC. Are you ready for the return year to date in the Bitcoin Trust, which followed just tracks the price of Bitcoin? GBTC is up 184% year to date.
Oh, man.
Nobody's paying attention there, but it's become an alternative asset class. And when everything gets shaky, a lot of people, not only in the U.S., but it's a global asset class right now, a global currency. GBTC up 184. The next biggest coin is Ethereum, and the Grayscale Ethereum Trust, symbol ETHE, up 153%. So Bitcoin up 184%, Ethereum 153% through Grayscale Trust. It's just amazing at how some of these alternative investment assets are doing this year. DC, there's always a bull market in something. There's always something going on that you can be defensive or something that you can take advantage of. Make sure you're doing your homework out there. Now, we don't subscribe and saying, okay, just sell all your stocks and buy Bitcoin. Certainly not, right?
Right.
We believe it can be a part of a diversified portfolio, but it certainly has a lot of different risks. So it's not suitable for every client. Please work closely with your own financial advisor to come up with the right portfolio blend, the all-weather portfolio that you need at this time of the year in 2023. Work closely with them. If we can help you in any way, you want to bounce something off us, we always love hearing from our listeners. Give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. DC, we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, I do have some more news on the crypto area that I will share with you. We'll share with you some stock picks. There were some upgrades from Wall Street last week, some stock picks that came out that we will review. We'll talk about the best 25 stocks year to date, which shocked me, some of them. I think you'll be surprised on those. And we'll tell you how much money you could have made over time in the best performing stocks since 1926. We'll fit in some earnings reports. We'll tell you where we stand now year to date in our markets. A lot more to come on the Your Financial Future program. Before we get to all that, let's thank our friends at Seidel's Restaurant in North Scranton for sponsoring this portion of our program. This is a great Italian-American bistro, DC. It's easy to get to from just about anywhere, right on Main Avenue, North Main Avenue in North Scranton. Yeah. Easy on, easy off from all the big roads.
Sure.
And they have great nightly specials, very comfortable atmosphere. Do yourself a favor and pick up the phone right now. Get your reservations to Seidel's. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Your Financial Future, back after this brief message. Please stay with us.
If you're searching for a special dining experience, Seidel's Restaurant is your home for great taste. Seidel's Restaurant is one of Scranton's elite fine dining establishments, specializing in Italian-American contemporary cuisines. At Seidel's, generous size entrees are prepared with only the highest quality ingredients. So whether you're having a meal for business or pleasure, it's sure to leave a lasting impression. Sidell's Restaurant has mouth-watering Italian-American contemporary cooking with a delightful ambiance. At Sidell's, you are certain to find unique specials for what you're craving. If you can't find an entree off their elaborate menu, just ask the chef. He can create an off-the-menu meal for you. At Sidell's, the owner is also the chef. Sidell's is located on the corner of Main Avenue and Tripp Street in North Scranton. They are now accepting holiday party reservations and on- and off-site holiday catering. 343-6544. That's 343-6544. Make it special. Make it Sidell's.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on the Your Financial Future program. I'm Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments, helped ably along by Mr. D.C. Taylor of Bold Gold Radio fame as we cruise through another Saturday in the fall, D.C.
Sure.
It's not looking too bad out there. It's fall, right?
Thankful. Another weekend is upon us. And yeah, it, you know, kind of looks like fall. And the
nice,
you know,
week last week.
Yeah, it was a nice
week. We'll see what we have. A little colder weather, I think, coming up, at least at night, overnights this week.
Right. Yeah. No, but it's fine. It's fall. That's what we got.
We enjoy it. I hope everybody's enjoying their Saturday morning and then enjoying our program. We're thankful that you're there. We're going to move on, DC, I said, to some Wall Street upgrades and some stock picks from Wall Street. Get a lot of positive comments on these. As always, this is just informational purposes. We're not telling you to run out and buy these.
Right.
Make sure you do your homework on anything that you hear anywhere to make sure they're, you know, suitable for your own investment portfolio if you want to do a deep dive into them. But I'll start with the upgrades from Wall Street. And there was one on Friday from Merck, was upgraded by UBS from a neutral rating to a buy rating. The drug companies, they've all been underwater, DC, and investors have been wondering why isn't the healthcare sector doing better with the baby boomers aging and so forth?
Right.
It's been a tough year for healthcare. Merck stock down 7% year to date. MRK. We do own some Merck for certain clients at NJC Investments. For full disclosure, it's trading at about $103 on Friday. They say they have a strong drug pipeline, so UBS upgrades them to a buy rating. And also, Goldman Sachs last week reiterated a buy rating on AT&T. Remember that company, AT&T?
Yeah, sure, okay.
Certainly big in the phone area and the cell phone area.
Cell phones, of course,
yeah. A lot of different businesses going on. Goldman Sachs reiterated their buy rating after good earnings beat on top and bottom line. But look at this, DC. AT&T stock, bad year in 2022, and in 2023, year-to-date as of Friday, down about 16%. Symbol is T, and we do own this for certain clients at NJC Investments. And the reason for many owners of this stock, the dividend rate at this price, over 7%, 7.1% as of Friday on T. I thought we'd move quickly into some stock picks from Jonathan Honig of the Capitalist Pig. That's his company. Okay. All right. I didn't make up the name. All right. Two from him this past week that I think you'll find one very entertaining here. But let's start with the other. It's AMJ. AMJ is the J.P. Morgan Alerian MLP Index. And it's an ETN, like an ETF, ETN exchange-traded note. It is in the sector that's the best performing sector in the last month, the MLP sector. AMJ is up 15% year to date. These are the pipeline companies.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a collection of them, up 15% year to date with a current dividend yield of 6.3%. Again, the Alerian MLP index from JP Morgan. This also he covered, and I haven't heard this covered in a while, but it was in the news last week. Victoria's Secret. Stop.
Okay. All right.
VSC. Oh, look at DC Taylor light up over there.
What?
VSCO is the stock symbol on Victoria's Secret, trading at about $19 on Friday, down 46% year to date.
Yeah.
But in the last 5 days, VSCO is up over 25%. Market's down in the last 5 days. 5 days, 25%. Why? Did you know the news? Go ahead.
I think it's something like they decided hey, maybe all of our quote woke advertising campaigns have been backfiring on us. So maybe we should stop doing that.
That's right. That's exactly right. They said we're going to embrace sexiness again.
All right.
They're going to go back to the what they did over the last decades that made them so successful. They swapped out years back, a couple years back, they swapped out the Angels for Megan Rapinoe. Right. I think they dropped her this past week.
Okay.
And they said exactly what you said. They admit that woke is not enough to carry the day. The feminist rebrand of the company is over. You know, they went from the supermodels to like plus size models. And
right.
Everything.
So, yeah, they were trying to be, you know, more average, you know, they look more like you, you know, but no, they went back to their traditional image.
Again, VSCO stock, Victoria's Secret, up 25% since those announcements. So maybe there's something there, but still down 46% year to date.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to our market update, DC, I thought I'd share with you the top 25 performing stocks year to date. Yes, there is always something going up. And even in tough markets certainly over the last couple months have been difficult since really the end of July. We got a little bit of a bump up in the markets about 10, 15 days ago. Then we've had a lot of turmoil lately. But there are some of these really stood out to me. I'll go quickly just to give you a feel for some of the things working in today's market. Our best performing stock in and these are all S&P 500 stocks. Best performer in the S&P is NVIDIA, NVDA, up 197%. Meta Platforms, these prices as of October 11th, so they're just slightly dated. Meta, the old Facebook, up 149%. Tesla up 103%. Then this surprises me. Royal Caribbean up 86%, and followed by Carnival Cruise Lines, up 70%. This one stood out the most to me because everybody got rid of this stock. Not everybody, but a lot of people over the last few years. General Electric.
Oh.
General Electric was up 69% through October 11th. Palo Alto Networks is next at 68%. PulteGroup, the home builders, up 62%. Not a great environment lately for real estate, but Pulte up 62%. Airbnb is up over 60%. West Pharmaceutical Services, WST is the symbol there. I haven't heard of them. They're up 59%. Mm. Advanced Micro Devices up 58%. Bookings Holdings, a lot of travel going on, up 53%. L Brands up 52%. Align Technology up 52%. Marathon Oil up 51%. These are big return numbers.
Yeah.
Next is Devon Energy up 51%. Freeport MacMoran, FCX, is up 50.9%. Diamondback Energy 50%. Nucor 49%. Target up 49% year to date. Again, through October 11th. Let's finish up with the last five. Fortinet up 49.5%. DR Horton up 48.7%. Lennar 48.6%. Applied Materials up 48%. And Lam Research up 47%. So those are some of the things working in 2023. I do have a list of the best performers from since 1926. We'll save that for the end if we have time, but it's amazing how much money the stock market can generate for investors if you get the right stocks. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Well, DC, I neglected to thank you for this piping hot cup of coffee you put down in front of us between the break.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. What do we have in front of us this morning?
A cornucopia of flavor that they call Autumn Abundance.
What? How timely it is. And it's terrific.
Yes.
I thank you for it. It'll power us through the rest of the program. And hey, we urge everyone, why don't you grab a cup of whatever it is that gets your early Saturday morning started? Sit back and enjoy the rest of our program. And DC, we've come to my favorite part of the program. We'd like to catch you up on where we stand year to date in our capital markets. But before we do that, you know that I always like to give you that hot tip on some of the best investments that you can ever make. That is investing in your family, investing in yourself, and investing in your own community. I've got one, DC, here for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. I just got my flyer. You see, I'm holding it in my hand from Paulman's poultry farm in Clark Summit. It's time to order your holiday capons and turkeys. Yeah. Hey, you can take care of your family and you can take care of your own community. These are the best turkeys you'll taste. It's a local farm right here in Clark Summit, PA. If you haven't tried their turkey, you're really missing out. They'll do Thanksgiving with pickups on Monday, November 20th and Tuesday, November 21st. And Christmas, you can pick up on Friday, December 22nd and Saturday, December 23rd. So you can put in both orders for Thanksgiving and turkey right now. You can go to PaulmanFarms.com, P-A-L-L-M-A-N Farms.com. Take care of yourself, take care of your family, and take care of your own community with a very fresh, hormone and antibiotic-free, delicious turkey from farm to your table.
Nice.
All right, DC, what do you have for us?
I got some great events here. Let's see, the Rotary Club of the Abingtons. They've got their Taste of the Abingtons event featuring food from the area's most popular restaurants happening tomorrow night, or tomorrow, tomorrow, Sunday. Yeah, yeah. Sunday, October 22nd at the Country Club of Scranton. You can buy tickets now online. Just do a search for Eventbrite Taste of the Abingtons, or you can grab tickets at the door tomorrow. Proceeds benefit programs of the Abington Rotary Club. And also Clark Summit United Methodist Church on the Morgan Highway, selling pumpkins for a good cause this month. Money from the pumpkin sales will pay for volunteers to work on community service projects with the Appalachia Service Project. So that's Clark Summit United Methodist Church. Get your pumpkins. All right. There you go.
All right, DC. Well, thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
And let's get back to our markets. And here is where we stand year to date. In 2023, as of October 21st. How about that?
Here we are.
All right. The Dow is basically flat. DC lost about 1.4% in the last five sessions, back to right now hugging that flat line, I think up 0.1% at the end of the week. S&P 500 up 10.4% year to date. So if we close the year here and we put it into the record books and you look back and you say, what was the return in 2023? You'd look and say, a very average 10.4%, which is
right
in line.
Yeah.
But it's been anything but an average year, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, moving on, the NASDAQ is still out in front, up 24.5%. All of our markets have been in correction mode. We are still in a bull market unless we go down 20% from the recent highs. We're down about 10%,
okay,
which is a correction in these markets. Price of a barrel of oil ticking up about $89 per barrel, and the 10-year treasury yield has been the problem for the equity and the bond markets over the last, I'd say, a couple of weeks now. We were up to 4.9% a couple of weeks ago. We drifted back down to 4.5, 4.6. We're back up, knocking on 5%. That is not good for any of our markets other than the CD markets where the rates keep climbing. But hopefully it does not break through and hold above 5%. I think that could be a short-term negative for our markets if it does. I want to turn quickly now, DC, to a couple of earnings reports from last week. As you know, we are in the middle of the earnings reporting season, and actually they've been coming in quite good. For the last seven quarters, we've had negative year-over-year earnings. And they think that this quarter could be the first in eight that we have positive year-over-year earnings.
Yeah.
We told you about AT&T. They had very strong earnings on both sales and earnings per share, and they were upgraded. Mm-hmm. But also a couple big names from last week quickly. We had Tesla out, and yes, they did beat earnings year-over-year. However, they were light of expectations of where the analysts thought, and that's because they've been cutting prices,
yeah,
to try to outdo the competition. But they still were up year over year, just light of analyst expectations. And also, when Elon Musk did their conference call, he mentioned that there could be delays in the Cybertruck, and everybody's been waiting for that Cybertruck, right?
So, right.
Tesla stock down on that news, but on the same day, Netflix, because they're going and they're making everybody pay now. You can't share your passwords.
Right.
So their revenues are exploding. Netflix was up about 15% in one day when they reported earnings in FLX. So far, earnings have been coming in pretty decent. There's a lot of other things going on, I know, But keep an eye on these earnings reports. Big tech company earnings coming next week. And a lot of analysts in that article I talked about from Barron's saying tech earnings are going to surprise to the upside. We'll see. It remains to be seen. But if they do, maybe the market can get back on track. So we'll be here to report next Saturday on all the latest earnings reports. Well, DC, we're coming up on a break. I just want to remind you, coming back from this break, we are going to be talking about a creative way, I think, to invest right now in the equity markets, and that is a covered call strategy. A lot of investors turning to covered calls because they're paying high dividends that you can take a cash stream out of as income, or you can reinvest at what many believe are low prices in this current market. And a lot of them pay monthly. So we'll cover some ideas. You want to have your pen and pad handy. We'll throw out some ideas from some of our best friends on Wall Street and some of the covered call strategies that they are recommending right now. We will certainly review them for you. But right now, let's thank our friends at Montrose Motors in beautiful Montrose, Pennsylvania, for sponsoring this portion of our program. They have all those wonderful new Fords, DC. Tell us what else they have.
Top quality pre-owned vehicles. Whatever your budget is, whatever your needs are, they will help you find the one that is perfect for you.
They'll take care of you with a great service department. They always have the coffee on. That's what I like. And it's nice. A beautiful time of the year to take that short country drive.
Sure is.
Trees are beautiful now, aren't they?
They sure are, yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you check out my pals at Montrose Motors, because I'm sure they can make you that great deal on your next vehicle. Your financial future will be back after these messages. I hope you'll please stay with us.
Looking for a dealership where you'll feel right at home the minute you walk into the showroom? This describes Montrose Motors to a T. You know, that Ford dealership in the great little town of Montrose, Pennsylvania? Not only do they have a great selection of new Ford vehicles in stock, they also have an equal amount of quality pre-owned cars, SUVs, and trucks. It's just a short country drive to the no-hassle Ford dealer, Montrose Motors, on Grove Avenue. Ask for Andy Bennett or Doug Thomas. These guys really have never met a stranger. You'll end up friends.
Nestled in the rolling hills of beautiful Clarks Green, Pennsylvania, you will find NJC Investments, a capable small-town firm with local values working right here for the citizens of our own community. Whether it's retirement planning, college planning, or just building up that long-term nest egg, the advisors at NJC Investments have decades of experience helping your neighbors achieve their goals. Why don't you get to know NJC Investments too? You can reach us at 570-586-5030. That's 570-586-5030. And we welcome you to join us weekly as we broadcast the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker, Saturdays at 9 a.m. NJC Investments, helping to take the mystery out of your financial future.
Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Your Financial Future program with Nick Colarossi from NJC Investments on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm DC Taylor, sitting alongside, across the massive soundboard from Nick. Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just terrific on this fine Saturday, DC Taylor. Happy to be here with you and happy to be producing the program and covering some interesting investment ideas that investors can look into to see if they're suitable for their portfolios. We have a couple more coming up, and stay with us for those. But I want to remind everybody, don't forget to check out DC Taylor weeknights on our sister station, 105.1035 The River. He has a great classic rock program. If you like classic rock, that's the place to be, and you'll get all the information in between the songs by one Mr. DC Taylor.
How about that?
We call it Wit and Wisdom.
All right. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you tuning in.
I love it, and I urge everyone to do the same. DC, I think we're going to turn now to the covered call strategies we've talked about, and I came across an article from Morningstar.com. You can check this out online. It's on the free side of Morningstar, from Catherine Lynch. It was dated September 28th of this year. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about why investors are pouring billions of dollars into covered call ETFs, exchange traded funds. So let's get to the basics of what a covered call strategy is. Of course, the ETF, just a collection of stocks, bonds, it could be anything in investments. But what is a covered call strategy and why are so many investors pouring money in, especially in the tough year that we find ourselves in 2023? Well, Lynch contends that the investors are being lured by double-digit yields in many cases, and they're buying these funds that employ option strategies as a way to generate extra investment income. And she also contends that these ETFs offer stock market exposure with less volatility. So you don't have to worry about selling the calls here. They do it for you within the fund. The basics are you own a basket of stocks and they're selling a call option, which brings in a premium. A call option gives the buyer of that option the right to buy the stock that's within the fund at a certain price in a certain time. Mm-hmm. That buyer has to pay a premium for that. They turn around and pay that out to you as an investor in the form of a dividend. And many of these, again, monthly dividends. And they've become so popular, even in 2023, where we've seen over $90 billion head out of traditional stock funds, covered call funds have been raking it in. J.P. Morgan Equity Premium Income ETF, symbol is JEPI. This launched back in May of 2022. They've taken in $11+ billion in new money in 2023 alone. They have nearly $30 billion in assets. It makes it the largest actively managed ETF out there. And its main appeal, it has a trailing 12-month yield of 10%. By selling those options, getting that income, turning around and paying you, it's 10%. The thing I like about covered calls, DC, and for full disclosure, currently we do not own JEPI. We do own other strategies in the covered call area. But the thing I like about them so much in 2023, it's been tough, right? Markets up and down. A lot of the sectors down on the year. I think 95% of the companies in the S&P 500 trading below their 50-day moving average currently. So in times like this, if you're getting that monthly income, you can reinvest, automatically reinvest each month in those shares of that fund. And I think while things are down, while markets are down, and as they rebound, and someday DC Taylor says they will, he just won't tell me the day.
Not yet.
As things get better in the market, you're getting that, you're getting all these low priced shares reinvested, you'll have a nice lower average cost that can really, I believe, pay off well for long-term investors. So JEPI, again, over a 10% dividend yield trailing, and they own stocks that are in the S&P 500, but covered call funds could be anything, DC. The Global X, for instance, offers covered call strategies in the Russell 2000 and the S&P 500 ESG index. So it could be anything. There's, I believe there's 39 different strategies out there. You can do your homework on this segment of the investment market. And I think those high monthly payouts that you're currently seeing can help to compensate for rising interest rates and increased market volatility, right? If you have going up and down, if you're getting that monthly income in, it does cushion the blow. And as you say, DC, things will get better somewhere.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to come back in a little bit. I have some more. We covered a number of these, and I still have that article with me. So keep your pen and pad handy. I am going to come back from an article from U.S. News and World Report. There are 7 high-yield covered call ETFs for income investors right now. We'll cover those again. We'll have those symbols for you.
Okay. That phone is ringing over there, the hotline for the studio. On Saturday mornings, when that rings, Nick, you know what that means, right?
It must be time for Mitchell's Mailbag.
Yes, it is time for Mitchell's Mailbag on the Your Financial Future program. This is where we answer your questions, and we'd love to hear those questions from you when you send them via email to nick@njcinvestments.com and put in the subject line, Mitchell's Mailbag, and that referring to Mitchell Dimitrik, our colleague out there in the field, live. Well, he's right here on the phone here right now. Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
Hello, Nick. Hello, DC. How are we both doing today?
We're doing terrific. It's another beautiful Saturday, as every Saturday is, and we're looking very forward to your questions.
As am I. I've picked out three of the best and ready to get started.
All right. Well, here we go. Mitchell, what do you have for question number one, please?
Alrighty. Question number one comes from Tim in Dunmore. Tim asks, I'm a self-employed business owner of a one-man shop. I had to pay a lot in taxes this year. My accountant told me that I should open up a SEP IRA for next year. Can you help explain to me how that might help my tax situation?
Well, Tim, thanks for listening in Dunmore. He had to pay too much in taxes, DC Taylor. It's a good problem to have, but we try to eliminate those the best we can, right?
Sure, yeah.
So a SEP plan is, it's really, I think, designed well for a one-man shop, like he said, because you can contribute from your business to yourself. You're basically taking money out of your left pocket and putting it into your right pocket and getting a tax deduction to do so. SEP stands for Simplified Employee Pension. You can put up to 25% of your compensation or $66,000 in 2023 into these plans. It gives you a lot more flexibility. It has to be the lower of those two numbers, by the way, DC. Mm-hmm. But it gives you potentially a lot more than that $6,500 or $7,500 you can put into a traditional IRA. You get all the benefits of an IRA, tax deferred growth, and you can set up a SEP plan right up to your tax filing date, including extensions. That's passed for 2022 now, but you can for 2023. And it's flexible. You don't have to make a contribution every year, but it gives you that flexibility to get a tax deduction from your business. I think it's a terrific plan. Your accountant is on to something. If you need more details, give us a call at NJC Investments. We'll tell you how they work. 570-586-5030.
All right. Well, let's get right on to the second question in Mitchell's mailbox this week. Mitchell, what do you have?
Alrighty. Question number two comes from Frank in Wilkes-Barre. Frank asks, is there anything that keeps you up at night right now worrying about our markets? Where do you see the best investment opportunities for 2024?
Well, thanks for the question, Frank. And you, of course, there's always something to worry about, DC Taylor.
Yeah.
I think the biggest worries I have outside of the global unrest that we see, everybody has that worry. I hope that's dealt with quickly and things settle down. Mm-hmm. But in the markets, when you're looking at that 10-year treasury yield at 5%, if that goes through 5% and holds and keeps going higher, I think that will really tamp down the markets, the bond market, the stock market. I do not think can perform well in that environment. We'd like to see that yield come down closer to 4 than 5. And also the price of a barrel of oil, if it goes over 100 and it's at basically 90 now, that would be very inflationary, which would also keep markets down. So those are my biggest two worries. That's why we cover them each and every Saturday. They've been ticking up again, and we want to see them ticking down. And you can see, DC, as they tick up, the markets really, really went down. We touched 5% for the first time in 17 years on Friday in that 10-year treasury yield, and you saw the big market sell off for it. So those two things worry the most. Now, looking forward, you say, what looks best in 2024? Well, if interest rates are coming down instead of going up, I still like the technology sector. You have to look there because of this artificial intelligence phenomena. You look at the top 7 companies in the S&P 500 all touching the artificial intelligence world, should we say, DC, that they've really held up even in the pullbacks. They're still the best performers out there. We'll see over the next week or two when the tech earnings start coming in, if they keep growing exponentially like they've been doing, they've been surprising to the upside the last few quarters dramatically. If that continues, I do like the tech sector going forward, especially, again, if rates are coming down. And also, if rates are coming down, I think for income investors, quality bonds can start to recover. And at these prices, you're getting high dividends. It's not uncommon to see a 6% dividend in a quality bond ETF or mutual fund right now. So if you think as an investor that rates will be coming down in 2024, that may lead to a much better performing bond market with a lot less risk than the equity market.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get one more question here in Mitchell's mailbag. Mitchell, what do you have for us?
Alrighty. Last but certainly not least, question number three comes from Michelle in Old Forge. Michelle asks, can you tell me what the best performing sectors of the S&P 500 are year to date, and what are the worst performers?
Well, thanks for the question from Old Forge, PA. Michelle, a lot of listeners in Old Forge, DC. We're happy to have them.
Yes.
And yes, I can tell you the top performing sectors in our S&P 500. There are 11 sectors. The top three performers, according to Ed Yardini of Yardini Research, coming into Friday, the third best was consumer discretionary, which surprised everybody, right? In a tougher recession-like year, it's supposed to be staples, not discretionary items that do well, but nope. The consumer discretionary up 21% coming into Friday. Number two was information technology up 35.9% coming into Friday. And the best performing sector in the S&P 500 year-to-date is the communication services sector up 44.3%. The worst performers are consumer staples down 8.5%, real estate down 11%, and utilities down 17% on as of Friday, which those are the three defensive sectors, or three of the most defensive sectors. If you threw healthcare in there, you'd have the defensive sectors. But coming into this year, a lot of advisors said that's where you need to be in the defensive sectors. They've been the worst performers, DC. It's a hard year to figure out.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, there you go. More of your questions answered in the Mitchell's mailbag portion of the Your Financial Future program. If you want to get those questions in, once again, please send them to nick@njcinvestments.com. Put in your email subject line, Mitchell's mailbag, and Mitchell Dimitrik will get all those and compile a nice list for us, a variety of questions every week. Thank you for doing that, Mitchell.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Nick, for having me on the program each and every Saturday morning.
Well, we're happy to have you. We thank you for the time that you put in, and we're wishing you a great rest of your fine autumn weekend, and we'll see you right here next Saturday on the radio.
All righty. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. I'll be there.
That again, Mitchell Dimitrik. He was our always intern. Now he's our colleague in the field. We're happy to have him either way.
Absolutely.
Every Saturday. Yeah, does a great job.
Great to hear from Mitchell every weekend.
Yeah. Well, DC, how much time do we have left in today's program?
Yeah, about 7 minutes.
I'm glad you said that, because you left me enough time to talk about those covered call strategies. I hope you have that pen and pad handy if you're at home. We'll give you some homework to do. You can look into these if covered calls are suitable for you in these portfolios. So again, not recommendations from me to you. I don't know your suitability, your risk tolerance, and so forth, your time horizon. And when I get done with these, DC, I think I will have enough time to cover the top 25 performing stocks since 1926.
All right.
Nice. Interesting list. But yeah, let's get right into these covered call strategies. First is the Global X NASDAQ 100 covered call ETF. Symbol is QYLD. And this comes to us from we covered this once before. It's an article from U.S. News and World Report, the 7 high-yield covered call ETFs income investors will love. And this is from September 8th. I think you can still find it online and get all the deep details. This symbol is QYLD. It has a trailing 12-month yield, and this is as of the date of the article, of 12.3%. Next up, and that's in the NASDAQ area. Next is the S&P area, the S&P 500, the Global X S&P 500 covered call strategy, XYLD, with a trailing 12-month yield of 11.7%. Next, we have the small caps, the Global X Russell 2000 covered call ETF. Now, this one we do own for certain clients at NJC Investments. I do not believe we own any of the others on this list. That's for full disclosure. RYLD is your symbol. It has one of the bigger dividend yields, 13.5%. I think it's even a little bit higher now because it's been down. The small cap area has been the weakest part of the S&P 500. RYLD with the trailing yield of 13.5% as of September 8th. JP Morgan Equity Premium Income ETF is next. That is JEPI. Now, this one is the largest. We covered this in just a few minutes back, DC, is the largest ETF out there, the largest actively managed ETF, I should say. And this one has a 9.8% trailing yield on it. Then if you want to move over to J.P. Morgan's NASDAQ Equity Premium Income Fund, that is J-E-P-Q. 12.5% trailing dividend yield on those NASDAQ stocks. Again, these are the top high-yield covered call ETFs that income investors will love. That's the article you want to check out online from U.S. News and World Report from September 8th. Their opinions, not our opinions necessarily. But it's interesting to know this area of the market because I think it is helpful to have those monthly dividends coming in when you have tough weeks in the market, especially like we had last week. Next on this list, it's a little different on this one, DC. It has the lowest of the yield on this list. It's the Amplify CWP Enhanced Dividend Income ETF, and the symbol is DIVO. DIVO, and unlike the previous ETFs we just covered, this fund does not sell covered call options on the whole portfolio. Instead, they employ a tactical approach, selling calls on individual stocks based on their outlook for each, considering factors like upcoming earnings, implied volatility, and the company's future outlook. So very, very hands-on management on this one. Again, they're selling options against holdings within the portfolio to bring in a premium. That premium they turn around and pay to you in the form of a monthly dividend. DIVO has a 4% trailing yield. And we'll finish up with the highest yield on here and probably the one most beaten up year to date. It's the iShares 20-plus year Treasury Bond Buy Right Strategy ETF. Now, we've covered TLT, which is the 20-year Treasury Bond ETF. This is TLTW, again from iShares. They write covered calls against those Treasury bonds. And Treasury bonds, with the yields rising, What happens to the price of those bonds, DC?
Oh, they go down.
They certainly do. And they've had a very difficult 2023. And this yield, because those have gone down so much, what happens to the yield? When the price is down, it's the inverse. What happened to that yield is
going up.
And it was 18.5% back in September. And currently, I checked for Friday's close, the current yield on TLTW is 19.6%. If you think rates are coming down, this would perform well in that environment, I believe. If rates continue to go higher, it certainly will not. So, again, do your homework, do your due diligence. If we can help you in any way, give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. DC, I'm going to finish up today with the best 25 performing stocks from 1926 to 2022, a study from the Arizona State University.
Okay.
And how much they've returned to shareholders. Now, I told you earlier, the top three performing companies in the S&P 500 year-to-date, NVIDIA, Meta, and Tesla, in that order. And they are not on this since 1926 to 2022 list. Here's the number one performer. Any guesses, DC Taylor?
Let's see. I'm going to go with, let's bring up... ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil is on the list, but not number one. ExxonMobil is number three, the top performing stock. Between 1926 and 2022, Apple returned $2.7 trillion to invest. $2.7 trillion. Well. Microsoft, next, $2.1 trillion. Next is ExxonMobil, the third best performer. Alphabet is number four. This is a good list of companies to start your research on if you are a long-term investor. These are the types of names you want to build a stock portfolio on. Mm-hmm. Amazon is next. Berkshire Hathaway, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, Chevron, Procter & Gamble, IBM, DC Taylor. Yeah, okay. We're talking about a list of the best companies to own from 1926 to 2022. Best returning companies. United Health Group is here. Altria, Merck, Home Depot, Coca-Cola, General Electric, J.P. Morgan, then General Motors, Eli Lilly, Oracle, and rounding out the top 25 names to own, Visa and MasterCard, Pepsi and Pfizer.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of some of those names, DC.
Every single one of them.
High quality brings high returns if you're a long-term patient investor.
Very good.
With that, DC Tiller, I think we've come to the end of another program.
There you go.
Thanks for your help this morning.
You're very welcome.
And let's remind everyone, hey, there is never a bad time to make a good investment. If you have any questions on anything we covered, give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. Thanks again for tuning in this morning on 94.3 FM, The Talker. May God bless you and may God bless America. Make it a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.
This has been a FilmWise presentation.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.